This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
2023 has taken another beloved Hollywood couple from us. First, it was Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn. Then it was others like Britney Spears and Sam Asghari, Caitlin Bristow and Jason Tardik, Rosalia and Rao Alejandro, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello, Kyle Richards and Mauricio Omansky, Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox. And now, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Love is dead.
Oh, wow.
So sad. Love is a lie. I'm very, very upset by this news. I'm serious. When I got the news alert over our break and I saw that they split, I was like, there's no way this is real. There's no way.
I really wonder, like, because they've been together, I think, married 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at what point in a 4-year marriage does things start to go so poorly that it ends this quickly?
3 3/4.
Is it? Nah.
But because, who's counting, really?
I mean, if you're 3.5 years in your relationship and you start to hit rocky, you know, road or whatever, then you start to go to therapy and work it out. You think it's just 6 months before you decide?
I mean, every person is different. I mean, some things can, like, just, somebody can do something that you just can't come back from.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and something can just flip, and then you're done.
It doesn't sound, at least from what I was reading, that there was any infidelity or anything mm-hmm. like that. It's just they have different lifestyles or whatever.
So there's a couple of different narratives that are floating around. The first narrative that came out that people were kind of losing their minds over was, I don't know if it was Joe's people, but there were some quote unquote sources that were coming to magazines, like People, that were like, well, Joe just couldn't handle the fact that Joe lives a very, like, low key life and Sophie loves to go out and party. And then, of course, a lot of people tried to debunk that, because Sophie has gone on the record multiple times by saying that Joe is the extroverted one. He's the one who likes to go out and she's more of a homebody. So people were like, okay, well, that's a little shady that this narrative is coming out. It kind of seems like Joe is trying to paint her as something that maybe she's not, or maybe she is. We don't know these people.
And I wasn't a fan of them attacking her as a mother either. That was pretty crass.
They have a kid together?
They have two kids together.
Oh,
they just had a baby, not that long ago.
Oh, wow. I hate that.
I just feel like all those details you said are like things that people would know about each other before they get married. So I don't see why that would be a problem, like, while you're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget, while they've only been married for 4, they've been together about 7 years.
Okay.
So they were together a while before they got married, but that PR campaign that allegedly Joe's sources or whatever launched against Sophie backfired in the biggest way, because everybody online, all these articles coming out attacking her motherhood, saying she likes to party, Joe's looking after the two kids while she's on set and he's on tour, backfired, because now everybody online dislikes Joe Jonas to an incredible degree. They're finding old articles where he's whining about stuff. He's acting like a pick-me boy. Look, he just wants to be likable, and everyone has Sophie's back. To the point where E! News posted, Queen of the North, and, like, basically came out in support 1,000% of Sophie Turner.
See, I said this a million times on the show. Why would you want to sign up for this kind of celebrity?
the money.
No, money.
Seems pretty good.
I don't know if it's worth it.
It's not. Not to me.
So now the narrative that's coming out that I think sounds slightly more believable, just because it's oddly specific. There is a rumor that there was something caught on the couple's Ring camera footage that has led to their divorce. It was the final nail in the coffin.
Like she made out with an Uber driver or something?
That would be enough. But we don't know if it was Sophie caught on camera. We don't know if it was Joe caught on camera. All we know, the one detail that we know, is that whatever was caught, and again, this is alleged,
or whatever was said,
whatever was said on the Ring camera, whatever footage was caught, that was the final nail in the coffin for them to finally get divorced. Because this was shocking for people, because I think like 2 weeks ago, I just saw Sophie at his concert, and there's this adorable photo where they're walking together. Joe has her hand in his, and he's like bringing up her hand to kiss it. Like, I mean, it was so, they just seem so perfect. So this is just very very bizarre that this is all coming out.
You feel blindsided, don't you?
I feel blindsided. They should have told us. But now, because there's all these narratives running around in the news, Joe is currently on tour with his brothers. He made somewhat of a statement right before a very emotional song called Hesitate, where he was basically just kind of like giving a short and sweet version of don't believe everything you read. Basically said, if it doesn't come from these lips, don't believe it. And the other cool part of that video is that somebody turned the camera, and during this emotional song, you could see the entire Jonas family. So like his brother, his mom, his dad, they're all like holding each other and crying during this very heartfelt song. And it's evident that whatever's going on behind the scenes is obviously affecting the family, too. It's awful. SAG-AFTRA members plan to protest tapings of Drew Barrymore's talk show, but Drew says she don't care. I'll tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.